This is Phil Farron.
And I am driving home. It's Thursday today. Just stopped off at the church to help get sound ready for Sunday. And I'm heading home. It's been a good week. We've got some things done we needed to get done, and we're clear enough. I'm going to adjust this just a little bit so that it's pointed at me. There we go. We are clear enough on enough things. We're making progress to the development efforts now. We had a situation for a while there where we had databases to move, and we had maintenance to do, and this, that, and the other, and upgrades to do, and blah, 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 that the new development stuff kind of got shuffled to the side while we were trying to get all this done. But we're clearing through that now, and so now I'm back to the current development that I'm supposed to be doing, which is good, because hopefully we'll make some progress in fairly short order and actually make some of the users' lives better. We still have a few things to get through. But we are through the big stuff. And what comes next is stuff that should go okay. I mean, it should really go okay. We do have one big database server that we have to move. And there, that may get interesting. But, you know, step at a time. We'll just do it a step at a time, and we'll get there. So, costumes are all going well. I do have my big new costume for the year tomorrow, and I'm pretty well squared away. I have one little additional piece I'm trying to get finished that I think I can get finished up tonight without too much trouble at all. And so that will mean that I'm ready to go for tomorrow, and we'll just see how this goes tomorrow. So I think I've mentioned this before. So it's National Nude Day tomorrow, and I have made my interpretation of a nudie suit. So everybody I tell about it seems to be amused, so I think we're going to be okay. There's lots of shiny stuff on it, so, and I showed it to my wife Tuesday night, and she approved, so we're good there. She had some suggestions, and so I took those suggestions. We did have some excitement. Last Friday, my wife was running around. She realized she hadn't gotten anything to eat. So she ducked into the Casey's convenience store gas station thing and picked up a piece of pizza, and as she was trucking across the store to get some coffee, her toe caught on some kind of big mat they had out there to kind of help people from tracking things in, and she just face planted. I mean, you can tell from the bruising, she just went down and just bam! And she cracked her shoulder. Actually, cracked it in three different places. They did look at it all, and it ended up that she did not need surgery, so thank God for that. But they've got it in a sling, and she's navigating through all of that, kind of figuring out what her new normal is. One of the great things about having my mother-in-law in town is that as soon as that happened, I just called up Nana and said, "Nana, how would you like to come live with us for several weeks?" And she said, "I will do that." So she moved out that evening, and she's been with us ever since, which has been good because Nat has been able to have someone around to assist her, and I've been able to go into work, and we're getting through it. We're getting through it. So costumes are good. As far as I know, this is the last big new costume of the year. Everything else coming for the rest of the year is fine, and it, you know, I think everything is there. I'm not planning on doing anything new, but you just never know how things work out. I have a little bit of dress up to do on like Be an Angel Day got to get it down, got to make sure it's working, got to change out one piece of that costume. But aside from that kind of just little stuff, I think we're pretty well good for the rest of the year. Got all the costumes that I need. Everything's locked and loaded. So, yay. It's interesting because when I get to this place where it looks like I'm clear, traditionally I find something else to make in the costumes. And that's partly my doing because I start looking around for stuff. Because I enjoy doing the costume stuff and I enjoy that visual design piece of it and getting those refreshed like that. So we'll see what comes up. At this point, I think I'm done for the year, but you never know. So it'll be fun. It'll be fun. I've mentioned coming up here the first weekend in August is International Cat Day, and I am pulling out the old Catwoman suit that I did several years ago. Been doing Cat in the Hat for that, but I had a special request to do the Catwoman suit again from one of the workers at Walmart, so that was fun. We'll do that. Had a couple of things happen this last week that were fun in terms of the costumes. I was in Walmart, I think it was on Saturday. I was bustling around because had busy day on Saturday. I had breakfast with a friend and then ran over to see some other friends at so I had breakfast at Gailey's and then ran over real quick to see the First Watch people and then ran to Walmart because then I had to get back to my mother-in-law's so I could get changed into my Uncle Sam costume so I could go to the 50th anniversary for Maranatha. They had asked me to come in costume, and so I went as Uncle Sam for that, just schmoozed a little bit and said hello to people and waved and that kind of stuff. And then Ned had broken her shoulder, so I said, you know, my wife has broken her shoulder, I'm taking off. So that was busy day. Well, right in the middle of that, a lady came up to me at Walmart, and I was in the paper bag outfit. And she came up and she wanted a picture. And I said, sure. So we're taking a picture. And then she kind of paused and she looked at me and she said, I have need to apologize. I said, what? She said, you know, the first time I saw you, you were in the Queen Bee outfit. And she said, you know, and I kind of thought something. And then I was talking to one of the workers and they said, oh no, that's just Phil. He comes in every week. He's married. He's been married for 35 years. She said, because you know, I said, you know, that's just fine. It's just okay. I said, that doesn't bother me at all. You know, because people think, oh, I thought you were this and ooga booga booga. And I was like, well, you know, I could see why you would think that, but I'm not. So maybe that helps us realize that judging people at first inclination is not a great idea. I didn't say all that, but that's what I'm getting across, is that, you know what, you can look and jump to a snap judgment as to who I am and why I'm doing this, or you can come and talk to me or talk to people who know me and find out why. And I think that's beneficial to have those kind of interactions where people clearly see, oh, I jumped to a conclusion and the conclusion wasn't right. So, you know, that's always interesting when that happens. And then I mentioned that I headed to Maranatha. There was one other thing that happened this week that was fun. I don't know. It'll come. It'll be fine. Writing is going fine. I'm a little bit behind this week because with Net breaking her shoulder, it kind of threw me to my timing off. We thought her knees were okay, and then they started hurting through the weekend. So on Monday, we went to urgent care. They did do x-rays and all that kind of stuff, and her knees seem to be okay, but they're still swollen and unhappy, and so lost a little time there on Sunday, and then I've been struggling to get caught up, but I'm close enough. I think we're going to be okay. It feels like the book is a little short at this point, but that's okay too. You know, if this only comes in at 425 pages or somewhere around there, that's going to be okay. I think the arc of the story is going fine, and I've got, at this point, once I get through this week, like 4 more weeks of the writing sprint, and, you know, then we'll finish up with whatever we finish up with. So, but I think I know all the pieces that we're doing now, and I think I may even have a hint as to what the epilogue is. So that's good, because I didn't quite have that yet. And I think I know where I'm going to plug in the parable, because I didn't have that either last week. But I think we're going to be okay. God has been good through 18 books. I just can't imagine that he's not going to be good through the last 6. So hopefully here in about a month, I'll have this one squared away. And then there will be 5 to go. So it's good. All is well. Counting it down. Anyway, so writing's good, costume's good, work's good. I came across YouTube, a Big Think YouTube video, and I'm always interested in seeing how people categorize our lives and seeing how people build a framework that they can move through on life and how that framework might benefit people. I'm always interested in those kind of frameworks and seeing what people come up with. And I came across this Big Think episode, and it was called The Wheel of Virtue, 6 Domains and 24 Character Strengths. And I thought, oh, that'd be pretty interesting. So the person who was speaking was named Lori Santos. It's a YouTube video. You can look it up. And she was just talking about this idea of virtue and kind of doing a little bit of tracing through history of what people have traditionally considered virtues to pursue. And she was exploring one a little bit more modern model that honestly I think is very good. And I think if people, you know, would pursue this kind of virtue in their life and pursue focusing themselves on these types of traits, I think they're definitely, their lives would be improved. So the 6 you've got for this, you've got 6, what did she call them? 6 domains. And I'm looking through my notes. Just a second here. Let me find these 6 domains. I'm backing into my garage at the same time, and I was getting my mail. Here we go. So the 6 domains are courage, humanity, transcendence. Just a second. Got to line up the stuff. I'm back into my garage now, and I have a backup camera because I put that little Android head, and then I put strips of blue painter's tape down on the floor, and if I line up my car with those blue strips on the floor, then everything is good. So there we go. All right. So they've got courage, humanity, transcendence, temperance, justice, and wisdom and knowledge. And then they've got 24, where each one of those 6 breaks out into 3 or 4 or 5. I'm noticing now that there's an uneven amount with each of them. And it's pretty good. And the lady was talking about the fact that there are going to be some that are more appealing to people than others, and how that understanding kind of the things that really appeal to you and the things that maybe don't appeal to you quite as much, how focusing on both sides of that can create a situation of giving you a little more focus as to the types of things that you should be working on. And they actually have a test that's pretty interesting. I have a problem with these kind of tests, and the problem is not with the test itself, but with me. Because whenever I'm taking the test, my brain is working overtime to say, okay, that's going to fit into here, and the answer to that's going to fit into there, and the answer to that's going to fit into there. And I really, really try my best just to answer honestly, but I just wonder if part of my answering on those things really doesn't come down to I'm skewing my answers because I want certain results. But anyways, the survey that is out there, it's a psychometric survey that's been well validated on the VIA Victor Indigo Alpha Character Strengths website. So it's the VIA Character Strengths website. You answer these questions and then they kind of rank you and say, you know, what are these are the things that are most important to you, ranked down to the things that are less important to you. So I got tickled with number 24 down there. So anyways, according to this, which I think, you know, this is pretty good. I like it. I hope it's true. According to my rankings, it's number one is honesty. Number two is love. Number three is humor. Number four is spirituality, then creativity, then gratitude. And then it goes on and on and on. And, you know, I would hope those be things that I really value. And then down towards the bottom, the last three that are on the bottom of my list are humility. At the bottom of the list, bravery. And the very one that comes in dead last is teamwork. So I do have to say, they might not be wrong on some of those things, but you know, that's kind of the way it goes. But I thought that was pretty interesting that there was, you know, these 24 virtues, and I think they're broken out pretty well, and the test is pretty interesting. And so, you know, it might be interesting if you ran out to the website and gave it a try, see what you come up with. I thought it was interesting enough to do it. So anyways, this is Phil Ferrand, and I have made it home.